The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I'm the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's What's Coming Up! On today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. That's right, I said Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yes, Lord, please come right away. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, I need to do something. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. We've asked it before. We'll ask it again. It's a tough one. It's hard for me. It's hard for Jacob. It's hard for everybody. Which area in life do we need to have a more of a let it go attitude in? Ooh, see, when you're looking backwards, well, you know what you say? You say, if only. But when you're looking forwards, you say, next time. See that difference? Ooh, which area do we need to have more of a let it go attitude in? That's the question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or an answer to that question, don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob, baby. You know what that's like? That's like knowing, having that confidence, being assured that, you know what? You've done your best, you pray that it's blessed, and you've let Jesus take care of the rest.
Aww.
That's nice.
That is right, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. I have a feeling this is going to be a fun show. Got some really, really cool teachings that are taking place. So I'm excited about that. I do want people to be aware that you can call us or you can text us. Did you know that people could text us? They do it all the time.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. We don't know if it costs money.
Can't text from the moon.
Well, no. You cannot text from the moon. But if you're in San Diego, you can text. If you're in Denver, you can text. If you're in Dallas, you can text. If you're in Detroit, you can text. We still feel the moon just doesn't get the reception or oxygen that is necessary. That's what we're going with. What do you think?
But maybe if you yell really loud, we might be able to hear you.
If you're super loud, if you're a super loud yeller, "Hey, David!" You know, that kind of thing right there. Maybe.
Yeah, we might be able to hear you.
Might be able to. All right, if you want to text, it's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming now.
214
210-840-8383.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email. That's always cool. Email is david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D. At, so the A with the circle around it, he must increase from John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease, .org, because we're a nonprofit entity. That's the whole bottom line there. So you can call us, you can text us, you can email us. It can be for a prayer request. And so we have people that have, on a regular basis, they're praying, we're petitioning, and people think, well, how often are you going to pray? As long as we have breath until the Lord calls us home, you keep praying. And so people will say, well, am I supposed to keep praying about something? Well, Jesus taught that 6 or 7 times, not just once or twice, 6 or 7 times, teaching them people to pray, teaching his disciples to pray, being persistent. On top of that, I'll just ask you this question. Are you supposed to witness only once, even if somebody says no, or do you keep witnessing? Oh, okay. So as soon as you answer that question, you can answer the other question. So if you've got a prayer request, don't hesitate. I mean, I'm asking people to pray for me for wisdom. Plus, I tweaked my knee the other day. Though most people don't know this from listening to the show, but my knee has been a very interesting source of discomfort. That's because for those that don't know, I took my kneecap and severed it off my quads, and then I had a surgery, and then 3 days later did it again and had to have another surgery. So, you know, when people say don't trust a leader unless they walk with a limp, hello. Anyway, so it's been acting up, so I could use prayer for that. Additionally, not just prayer requests, but praise reports, and I have one to share from our wonderful brother Eric. Hello. He sent this through the website. You can always, you know, if you want to do prayer requests or praise report, you can do it through the website or through the show directly. This is his praise report he sent yesterday. Mom-in-law Sue moving out of rehab back to her apartment in retirement home with assistance today. Thanks for all the prayers throughout the past weeks. And we've been praying for her, and the Lord has blessed this situation, and she's doing better and things are going better, and that's awesome. We want to thank Eric for sharing that. I'll tell you why it's important to share a praise report, as simple as it can be or as complex as it can be. When you share a praise report, you honor God. Plus, you bless other people. Plus, you reinforce it in your own life. You're hearing it yourself again and again. Very powerful elements there. So if you've got that to share, that's awesome. If you got a praise report, if you got a prayer request, you've got something that's on your heart, something that's been going on, no problem. We'll do trivia a little later, as you guys know. Plus, we'll do some history, some jokes. We'll send you up to the website after we do this first beginning segment. So here we go. Where are we? We are in Psalm 49, verse 16. Psalm 49, verse 16. And I'm telling you right now, we're going through these faster than you know we are, and we're going through it pretty good. But when we get to Psalm 51, we will be slowing it down considerably because it's just so intense. But let's just go to Psalm chapter 49, verse 16, and it says this: do not be afraid. And actually, in that Hebrew word, that word actually means awed, like awe-inspired or afraid, when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Wow. That is the way to open it up. Listen, this is what the psalmist is saying. Not even playing around here. So this is the sons of Korah. This is what's being said. The desire for someone other than you to amass wealth, and somebody else amasses wealth, it should not instill any kind of fear. You should not be in awe thinking, oh, that must mean that God has blessed them. That's not what's going on. You don't know that's what's going on. The idea is not to be awed. That's the intended meaning. In other words, there's no reason for you to revere or fear them simply because the splendor of their household has grown. It's crucial, I don't know how to say that more clearly, to grasp that those experiencing such an increase without a connection to God will ultimately have nothing. So let's clarify it, make sure we say it correctly so everybody can follow it. When God blesses you and you are connected to him, he's putting you in a place of stewardship. Phenomenal. When the Lord gives you anything, including your breath, you should be thankful. If he gives you abundance in any capacity, you are then the steward. If you are not connected to God and you're getting a lot of stuff, well, that's super fancy until you die, and then it means nothing. And so you got to separate those in the minds of the people, because the theology of the day, not in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament, but in the theology of the culture, if somebody was rich, whether they believed in God or not, God was always blessing them, which is not accurate, right? It's just not true. Will God bless you? Sure. Does he bless everybody that same way? No. How does he decide? I have no idea. When I get to heaven, I guess I'll ask him. Although by the time I get to heaven, I don't think it'll be an issue. But that's just me personally. Here's what I'm trying to communicate. The psalmist is saying, hey, don't be in awe when these people become rich, when the glory of their house increases. And the same thing is true with people who have power, who have influence. Don't be in, I'm so overwhelmed by their influence, by their power. Nobody. I just cannot say it more clearly. Nobody gets to influence anybody outside of approval in a sovereignty point of view. Bible says promotion comes not from the east or the west, but it is the Lord that raises up one and puts down another. Just calm down.
Well, why is it that that person in this 80 years is going to get all these great things?
I don't know, because maybe for 60 billion years, their life's going to be horrible. So, I mean, okay, got it. And so the important thing is for us not to get focused in on what people have externally. Why? Because it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Verse 17, when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. The key insight here is that when a person passes away, they carry nothing with them. The formerly renowned male rocker who once expressed a belief in purchasing entry into heaven when facing God still is going to die and go to hell. He's not buying his way into heaven. However, this notion that you could buy your way into heaven is ridiculous. 1 Timothy 6:7 makes it evident. We bring what? Nothing into this world. What you bring in besides your body parts? Nothing. You know what you'll take out? Nothing. So whether you're an Egyptian king or a Muslim warrior at death, all that remains is your relationship with God. You can be buried in a tomb with all these kind of things to help you for the afterlife. You ain't taking them. You can be buried with all the money in the world. You ain't using it. The only thing you're taking in is your communion and your connection with the Lord. And if you don't have one, you're not taking anything in his house. You're taking nothing. So the whole point of that is for us to realign our priorities, refocus our mindsets to understand what we're doing. When Jesus said, lay up treasures for heaven, he wasn't kidding. The Sermon on the Mount, the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount are the two most read literature pieces ever. And in them, one of the key teachings that Jesus gave is lay up treasures for heaven. Because everything else on earth is going to perish. It's like, wow. So the power there, the understanding, the alignment, the prioritizing of our lives. It's not that it's wrong to try and do the best you can. It's not that it's wrong for you to be blessed. If the Lord blesses you, use it as a tool. That's what it's for. Money is a tool. It's not anything else unless it becomes your God. Then you have a whole separate issue to deal with. But the premise here is, look, would you rather invest? Now, I'm not a brilliant investment banker. In fact, I'm not an investment banker. But if I invest in something, I just would think I would want to get the best return for the longest time. Okay, I'll go with that theory. The best return for the longest time is laying up treasures in heaven. Or people are like, oh, well, I know, but you don't enjoy it here. I know, but if you can enjoy it for 50 trillion gazillion years, is that not better? So when the passage says, hey, don't be afraid, don't be in awe when somebody comes rich, when the glory of his house increases, when he dies, he shall carry nothing away, if he's not connected to the Lord. The glory shall not descend after him. Therefore, while he lives, he blesses himself. Do you know how long we could teach on this? When you are living on this planet, if your goal is to bless yourself, you have missed it. You're not one step short. You're 1 billion steps short. It's not about blessing yourself. It's about who you're going to bless in partnership with God as he blesses others. It's about being in that partnership with God so close that you and God function on a daily basis together, promoting his kingdom and pointing in one direction and one direction alone, to him. It's just so important for us to realign our priorities. This is about him. This is about Jesus. This is about the kingdom of God. Everything else is just kind of interesting, but not that important. All right, let's take a deep breath. You okay there, Dave? Doing great, doing great. I'm doing great. How you doing, Jacob? You doing great? You doing fine? Everything good?
I'm doing great.
There you go. Here we go. Here it is. Getting ready to drop in our trivia question. After the trivia question, I'm going to send you up to the website. This trivia question, by the way, you know what I said yesterday? I said we were doing different trivia. Once again, third time, different trivia. Here we go. Third time this week. Ready? Here's your first trivia question. It's a true or false question. Your answer is in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. So if you want to start looking ahead of time, that's fine. But you should know this. Genesis 2, 2. True or false? On the seventh day, God rested. On the seventh day, God rested. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website. So let's be aware of a couple things here. On the website is lots of cool stuff. There are opportunities for the praise report, for the prayer request. There's encouraging videos, audios, as well as there are articles up there. Just wanted to let you know that. Plus, the day before on Sunday with Eric. Eric had a question. I used that little search engine thing. I went under the podcast, and I used that system I wrote in under podcasts, and he was looking for something that him and I knew that we had talked about before, and I used the little system online, and it's just you use this particular link, and then you put in the word that you're looking for, and it brought me up all the podcasts with that word in it. I was so amazed. It's like, well, it worked. So I was really blessed by that. So if you have something you want to hear, and it's about a podcast, use that system. It's on the podcast on the website. Plus, the last thing is giving. And giving is hugely important. Let me give a shout out to Saul, who gave for the first time. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. On there is this little red button that says donate. You can donate. It's simple. It's easy. Or you can send a check, or you can call me and talk to me. Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Water. Get out of the water.
I was just about to say that.
Get out of the water. What if you're in a small little kiddie pool? Okay. Anyway. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. It's Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I did tweak my knee a little, so I could use some prayer for that. But I'm doing, in my spirit, in my heart, I just am so excited. I just can't wait till the Lord comes back. Just like, come on,
yeah,
Lord, come on, come on. And I do confess that. I want all of us to be taken up, and then at that moment we say, ha-ha, told you so. I just think that's the greatest thing ever. Anyway, all right, let me ask you the question. On the seventh day, is it true or false, God rested?
Of course that is true.
That is true! You are right! That's excellent. And yeah, of course he rested. And I don't think it was by accident. He's like going, look, if I'm doing this, maybe you guys should follow the pattern. Okay. That's just my theory. Okay. Okay. Excellent job, Deborah. How's things? You okay?
Oh, yes, sir. And appreciate all the prayers from everybody. I'm doing really well. And
good. I want to make
happy
sure.
Happy and blessed.
Okay. And if you need anything, you don't hesitate to reach out to us. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
All right. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Phenomenal. Always great to hear from Deborah. All right. Let's get into the rest of this text because I only have so many minutes because the show is blowing by and I'm not even caught up yet. All right. So let's go back to this verse 16. Do not be afraid or in awe when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. Okay. And we know that's true. 1 Timothy 6:7 makes that evident in the New Testament as well. Though while he lives, he blesses himself for, the rest of the verse, men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, but they will never see light again. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. Ouch! It's a good thing God never called anybody names like beasts or cows or anything. Don't read Amos, where God calls this whole group of women cows. Here's the bottom line. Consider the Proverbs within the framework of this Psalms, okay? In verse 18, it is stated that while a living man may receive blessings, those who admire him will praise his success. It seems wonderful, and everybody, including the person in question, views them as fantastic. They're fantastic people. Wow, they're blessed. This admiration persists until their death, at which point everything they accomplished becomes inconsequential. Regardless of human praise, there exists a profound level of accountability that happens beyond the fun of self-aggrandizement. In other words, I'll put it in really easy terms, right? When you die, you are going to face God and have to give him an account. And if you turn to God and say, well, I got rich and I blessed myself, you in trouble. I don't know how to say that any clearer. You are that trouble. That starts with a T. I mean, you're in big trouble if your life is along those lines. In fact, Scripture, it's like it doesn't even kind of assert. It specifically asserts individuals of this nature, they're going to perish. They're never going to see the light or really comprehend what's going on. A person blessed but lacking understanding is connected or akin to a perishing beast, ignorant and devoid of comprehension. Wow. Despite them being oblivious, they're still going to be held accountable. Receiving the Lord's blessings is indeed remarkable, yet one must remember that this is the Lord's doing and not a testament to that person being the greatest person on earth. Every gift is from above. Wait, every gift has an accountability. Ready? I'm not trying to be legalistic. I'm just trying to make it clear for you. Every breath is a gift. All right, I'll just do that again. Three in a row. Just listen. Every gift is from above. Every gift has accountability. Every breath is a gift. Everybody's going to be accountable. Now, what's the difference for those connected to the Lord and not connected? I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man shall come to the Father but through me. The difference is you enter in because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. You enter in because he was the perfect sacrifice. He laid his life down voluntarily, never committing sin, and doing it because he was expressing his love for us. And by believing in the testimony God has given regarding his son, you will not be judged the way that you ought to be judged. That, my friends, you know what we call that? Good news. That's so good. I'm so happy. Why? Because I'm saved. Saved from what? Myself, my sin, and all that I truly deserve. And that happens through faith in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. That's why it's awesome to be a Christian. Thank you. Okay, now, I want to make this clear. If you're in San Diego land, if you're in Denver land, if you're in Detroit land, you can keep listening to the show. You just go to hemustincrease.org and hit the Listen Live button. If you're listening by the radio, or if you're listening through the KAAM app, all you got to do is hang out for a little while. We're going to take a short break and then come back. And wow, is it going to be intense.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La,
yeah.
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.